USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran plans to announce a peace plan soon. Its President Hassan Rouhani gave a speech at a military parade today. And while he denounced the presence of foreign forces in the Gulf, he says that plan will be presented to the United Nations in the coming days. This is tensions between Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the U.S. have escalated after a drone attack a week ago on two Saudi oil plants that was blamed on Iran. Saudi Arabia's foreign affairs minister says that nation would choose peace over war.
We will do whatever it takes to prevent our country from sustaining damages. Preparing for war, war is always the last option.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is now the top choice among Iowa Democrats. Warren leading former VP Joe Biden by 2 points in the Des Moines Register CNN Iowa poll out yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Police in Indianapolis looking for a shooter who wounded 6 people in the city's downtown last night. 2 of the 6 are in critical condition. Police in Lancaster, South Carolina, still investigating a deadly mass shooting early yesterday at the Old School Sports Bar. 10 people were shot, 2 later died. Police say it appears to have stemmed from a long-running dispute between the suspect and one of the victims. Democratic White House hopeful Cory Booker says without an influx of campaign contributions in the next few days, he could have to get out of the race.
This is a week as a make or break for our campaign, and we've already seen when we told people it's going to be hard to continue without resources.
That's Booker speaking yesterday to supporters in Iowa. The Houston area is cleaning up after floodwaters recede from Tropical Depression Imelda. It dumped about 43 inches of rain on some parts of southeast Texas, most of it within a couple of days. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Amid a mysterious illness that struck nationwide blamed on the devices, Walmart says it's no longer going to sell vaping products. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Walmart said the move is due to growing federal, state, and local regulatory complexity regarding vaping products. It also comes after several hundred people have mysteriously fallen ill after vaping and several have died. Walmart's decision is the latest blow to the vaping industry, which has tried to position itself as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, which are responsible for 480,000 deaths a year, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention. However, Walmart will continue to sell regular cigarettes. I'm John Hunt.
Friday's worldwide climate strike may have been the largest climate rally ever. Some estimates put the number of protesters around the world as high as 4 million. That walkout of young people from high schools and colleges drew tens of thousands of protesters in cities across the U.S., Europe, and Australia as they demanded action on climate change. And Julie Andrews is being given the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
She'll be honored by the AFI Board of Trustees during a ceremony on April 25th in L.A. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.